Sex education is not taught in all Wisconsin schools, and when it is, local districts decide what that entails. In Beloit, disputes over what sex ed should consist of has meant no such curriculum for about 5 years. With teen birth rates and sexually transmitted disease on the rise across Wisconsin, there's a push to have medically accurate standards for all districts that decide to offer a so-called human growth and development class. Chris Taylor from Planned Parenthood supports a proposed bill by Milwaukee lawmakers Tamara Grigsby and Lena Taylor.
This bill says these elements shall be included, and the current statute says you may consider teaching these elements.
A survey conducted by the Department of Public Instruction indicates about 60% of Wisconsin districts teach all of the recommended elements of sexual education, everything ranging from abstinence to contraception. Lisa Subek from NARAL Pro-Choice Wisconsin says this new legislation still supports abstinence in conjunction with other alternatives to avoiding pregnancy.
What it would do is it would eliminate those harmful abstinence-only programs because it recognizes that our teens need more information than those programs are giving them.
According to a statewide health survey, 45% of teens indicate they have had sex. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.